at WKRP in Cincinnati.
Good morning, 8:40 on Fridays. We like to check in with the missus and find out what's going on. Although I'm a little frightened today because we're going to talk about relationships, and actually we'll talk about when you don't talk, when you're not speaking to each other. That never happens to us, does it, Marianne?
No, because I like to debate everything, and I don't let you be quiet for too long.
No, you don't.
That is really a problem. A lot of people, I mean, I grew up in a household where, you know, like my mother would give my father the silent treatment, or my father would give it to my mother. And that is really, really terrible when somebody ices you out.
Yeah, and I sort of like to avoid confrontation, so sometimes that's a problem. But what does that mean exactly when someone ices you out?
It's like when you don't speak to the other person at all. Like, you know, like, well, one thing, okay, this is not to be confused with one thing that you do, which you like to, like, you will drop a bomb. Like, you make an announcement, and then you leave. So that's really frustrating,
well,
too.
I only do that when I have nothing more to say, and I don't want to hear anymore. So exactly. I make an announcement.
No, yes. but most people have this other experience. Like, you don't know what you did, but you know that you did something, and your partner is ticked, and that isn't the problem. The problem isn't that they're mad. It's the way that they're handling it. And instead of communicating, you know, they're just stomping around or sighing heavily, but they're not speaking. They're giving you the silent treatment. And then you start walking on eggshells, hoping that things can get back to normal and start talking about other things. But really, that person is, like, you know, in complete avoidance.
Why did the experts say that someone would do this?
Because the experts are saying that it's a way to inflict emotional pain on somebody else because you're angry or frustrated. And, you know, people use it when they're, you know, overwhelmed and they don't know how to explain themselves in a healthy manner. So, you know, it helps them get this, like, the upper hand because it forces the other person to try and make things right by, like, continuing to talk and engage that person. But, you know, a lot of times it's learned behavior, like, you know, something that your parents used to do, which is why I have always gone out of my way to never give anybody the silent treatment, because I hated it when my parents were doing that to each other. I mean, it's passive aggressive. It's emotional warfare, and it is the opposite of healthy communication. So, you know, some people call it stonewalling, but, you know, it dooms a relationship, that's for sure.
Well, you are not silent. I can attest to that. All this does sound very harmful to any relationship, though.
No, it does. It is. It's like it makes you feel powerless and disrespected and invisible, and it's manipulation and it's emotional abuse. So,
yeah. What are you supposed to do to respond if you're a victim of the silent treatment?
Okay, so experts say that when you are in this situation, the best thing to do is to, they have like four steps that you can take. You know, be calm and patient, of course. Communicate about the silent treatment. Like, say things like, I notice you're shutting down and you're not responding to me. So address that right away, not just what the other problem was. And then the next one is explain how this silence makes you feel. And so now you've shifted, like, whatever the problem is to, you know, the not talking part. And then propose alternatives such as, like, a cooling off period. And you could say something like, well, okay, if you're upset, let's not talk about it now, but let's talk about it later. And when you do talk, let your partner have the floor and let your partner actually talk about it. And So you have to, you know, try to do these things, because if not, it really will, you know, be horrible for your relationship. And if none of this works, then consider couples therapy.
Sure. Then you can both sit in silence for an hour, and it'll cost you $200. But I am a proponent of the let's talk about it later technique, because that's really the best thing to do. The problem with that is you're usually too mad to get to that step when you're in one of these.
Right. And usually when I'm mad, I want to resolve it right away and I want to deal with it right away. And you want to take a day to think about things. And then, which is really the better way to do it, and then, you know, talk about it when you're cooled off and you've thought about it. So,
right.
I don't know what we... luckily, we don't have a lot of these situations, even though we've been married for 21 years. It doesn't really happen very often.
That's why we work on TV and radio together, so we can't give each other the silent treatment. We have to keep talking.
Exactly.
The one thing wrong with that business of coming back to you a day later that I find troubling is when I think about it and come back to you, I always come to the conclusion that you were right in the first place. And I hate that. Anyway,
I love that.
Dean Richards, by the way, mentioned yesterday, he's loving your recipes. He's eating those recipes you post. Yeah. And he really loved the last one that you posted.
Oh, the one about the shaved broccoli with the toasted walnuts and garlic. That is so delicious. That is an entire meal all in and of itself. When he was talking about it, did the music play him off?
No. I think we let him finish.
Okay. So if anybody wants that recipe, by the way, go to savvy-planet.com, and you can find it there. And if you subscribe, we send you every week. We send you a new recipe. And they're delicious. All the
yes,
things
that
Bob likes to eat.
Yes, they are. And it's delicious, even though it's healthy. I will be speaking a lot after I get home, Marianne. No silent
treatment.
Thank
you. No silent treatment.
No.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
And